It's Mesirus Nefesh that you came to learn. And I was certain that it would just be Myrna and I tonight. And I said, when we get out of the car, everything was dark. I said, no, I'll tell it to you, Bekitsa. we'll go on. It's amazing. It's amazing to me that you come out. I was going to say, if I'd be you, I never would. But if I'd be you, I would. But if I'd be me, I wouldn't. It's to your credit. We're continuing to talk about Shaduchim. And in the context of the parasha, we live with the parashas of Shavuah, of course. And I'm sure many of you remember I once said, on more than one occasion, that I mentioned to you that there was once a Yid who was having difficulties getting married. It was taking him a while, some disappointments, and he was crying to Reb Nosson Breslov. And Reb Nosson said, it was this time of the year, so Reb Nosson said, look, you know, it wasn't so pleasant for Yaakov Avinu either. He had problems with love and, you know, the shidduch. It wasn't so simple. So the man said, yeah, but, he says, Rebbe, but that was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's life is filled with all kinds of mysteries. And so Nosson said to him, your life is also filled with mysteries. You also have Seydus HaTorah, everybody's life. So we need to be machazik aramuna to work in this inyan. Those of you, I don't know if some of you were here last week, if you're able to hear the tape. In the shidduch of Yaakov Avinu, this shidduch from this Shabbos, in the shidduch of Yaakov Avinu, in the shidduch of Yitzchak Avinu, something absolutely astonishing took place. Something amazing took place. In both of these shidduchim. And it caught my eye, and I was thinking about this a lot. And everything in the Torah, of course, is la'al mayad. Everything is for us also. It's not just stories, God forbid. It's for us also. What am I referring to? Eliezer, the servant, the Eved Avram, when he was saying over what happened, so he said, Va'avo hayom el ha'ayim. I arrived today at the well. Now, we're not going to talk about the meaning of the wells with the shidduchim. Obviously, there's something going on. But va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. I arrived today. Rashi says, what is the Torah telling us that? Why is Eliezer saying that? So you all remember, hayom yatzasi v'hayom basi. A miracle happened. Eliezer himself said, I left today. I left the house of Avraham Avinu, and here I am. Va'over hayom, hayom yitzasi v'yom basi. Mikan, Rashi says, from Chazal, shekafza lo ha'aretz. An amazing thing happened. It doesn't say that he jumped somewhere, which we call what? Kfitzas haderech. It says, kafza lo ha'aretz. The earth jumped to him. Something happened with space. Now you know that Hashem Baruch doesn't perform miracles stam like this for special effects, because he was thinking maybe one day they'll make this into a movie or something. So what does that mean? Why did the Baruch Shalom do such a thing? To make such a nace? Doesn't stand. And what's the difference of commas? And if he gets there, let's say it would have taken 4 or 5 days. So what? What's Kopsalai Ha'aretz? Why was it necessary to have such a miracle, such a nace, in the shidduch of Yaakov Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu, to make the shidduch with Yitzchak and Rivka, that it had to be. You remember last week we were talking about the invitations with the times, right? Miyad kafzul ha'aretz. So Hashem moved the earth, mamash, moved the world in such a way to see to it that the time be kept on the invitation. And then by Yaakov Avinu in the parasha. So Yaakov is on his way, also, to meet Rachel and Leah, to marry Rachel and Leah. And the Gemara says in Chulin, Kimotel of Choron, when he came to Choron, Omar Epsher Avarti al Makayim Shehispalu Avaisai, Vanilo Hispalalti. So Yaakov Avinu says, Oi, I passed by the place where my ancestors davened, meaning where? The Har Habayis, Yerushalayim, Har Moriah. I went past the place and I didn't daven. I forgot to daven over there. Kad Yohiv Daited Gemara says Lamaheda, which means he made up his mind. Yaakov Avinu made up his mind what? To delay the trip and to return to Har Moriah, to Yerushalayim. Kofsele Ara, the earth jumped. And that's why it says Miyad, Vayivga Bamakum. It says in Parsha, he encountered the place. Vayivga Bamakum. Meaning, he didn't go all the way. The place came to him. Vayivga Bamakum. All of a sudden, it was Yerushalayim. Vayivga Bamakum. All of this seems to be so that there shouldn't be a moment's delay. Everything has to be exactly as we spoke about last week. Bidiyuk, as it's written on the invitation that was written in Shemayim, all the way back, ad kedekach, that there had to be this kfitzas ha'aretz, the earth jumping, whatever this means. But there's something else. It's not just what it says on the invitation. In the name of the Chiddush Harim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching each and every chasen and kala, as we spoke about last week, since these are the first shidduchim in the world for Klal Yisrael, these shidduchim are a binyan of, from these shidduchim, all future shidduchim are going to take place. Every shidduch between any Jew in the world is going to somehow it's going to be the outcome or a result of what happened in these shidduchim, these parashiyos that we're learning now. So Chiddushim says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching a very, very big yisod, and Hashem established that in every single zivig, every single shidduch that takes place between a ben yisrael and a bas yisrael, that there's help from above. That's lamalum and atavah. It's something unusual, like we were talking about last week. It's something that's not bederach atavah. It's not in a natural way. Everything the Chiddushim says is the mystery of kfitzas haaretz. And not only that, Chiddushim says that we could understand by Yitzchak Avinu, there was something very odd taking place. He really was just staying still, and everything was happening around him, and the zivig, the shidduch, was brought to him. But so he didn't make any hishtadlus. He didn't have to, Yitzchak Avinu really didn't have to deal with any shadchanim or anything. He just sat and learned and davened. But Yaakov Avinu Chazal described, as we learned last week, was holech etzel zivugo. He had to make an effort. He had to go looking for shidduch. He had to schlep. Yaakov Avinu was reading the parasha of his mother making calls and speaking to different people and getting involved and looking up names and the whole thing. So Chiddushim says, so you might think that maybe Yaakov Avinu's shidduch was bederech hateva. After all, he was schlepping. He had to go find, Rachel and Leah. So therefore, the Chiddushim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed with this miracle that even though it appeared to be such a way that Yaakov had to do everything, that he was on his own, he had to go find his match, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu really was working out something in a way that was totally miraculous. And kafsalah ha'arz, that the earth was moving so that it should happen in the exact moment that Hashem Yisbarach wanted it to happen. But there's still more than that. That's Chiddush Harim. That's a beginning. The Gemara says in Brachos, Kol hanena misudas chosn, whoever enjoys a chasana, goes to the chasana, you'll see why it refers specifically to the chasana in a second, whoever enjoys the meal at the chasana with the chasana, and he doesn't try to what? To cause the chasana to rejoice, he's not misamech the chasana, So he's over b'chamisha kolos. He has violated five kolos. Kol sosin v'kol simcha, kol chosin v'kol kala. Meaning, he has violated these five sounds of joy in the world. Whatever that means. He's done something bad. Five kolos. V'im mesamchai maschara. Nope. And if he causes the chosin to rejoice, what's his reward? If there's punishment for not being mesamech the chosin, then certainly, when it comes to, in the positive, Hashem is always much more so in the positive. So the Gemara asks, and what is the reward if you what? If you mesamech the chosin? If you make the chosin happy? Well, you dance, and you mesamech, and you tell him kal navach suda. So what's the reward? So the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Shuban Levi, zeich l'tayrish anitna behe karlis. You're worthy of what? Of growing, of learning more Torah. You're going to receive more Torah. You're going to learn more Torah. The Torah was given also with five kolos. Kol Hashem b'kol, kol Hashem b'hadam. We're not going to go into that right now, but there are also five sounds when the Torah was given. So first of all, I was thinking, really, what is this thing about me, Mesamech the Chassan, that you want the Chassan, you want to make the Chassan happy? This would seem to apply that for some reason the chassan is sad. Why would that be? I mean, not, without any lights on this, I mean, a lot of, certainly could have a whole line of jokes. But be'anis, what do we have to mesamech the chassan? You would think that maybe some of his friends and some of the kallah's friends were still single. Maybe we should try to be mesamech them. Because at every chasna there are some friends, even though they're happy for the chasna kala, their hearts are breaking because they're not married yet. And they wish they could be under the chuppah also. But the last person you think that needs a pep talk, or the last person that we need to be mesamech would be the chasna. The chasna's fine. The chasna's fine. It's a machai, he doesn't have to write a check, doesn't give tips to anything. Gornish. No flops, no flip-flop, nothing. Just, he's having a good time. He's got a beautiful kala. All of his friends are there. They're playing his music. What's kein sein schlecht? So what do we have to mesameach the chassan? That's number one. What do we have to cheer him up? Number one. Number two, the reward for doing this is that the person who does it, the chaverim, the mesameach, the family, mesameach the chassan. So the reward is that they get more Torah in their lives. Hashem helps them with their learning. They grow in learning Torah. What's the midah connected midah? What does one thing have to do with the other? So it's nice because there are five kailas, but the Torah doesn't work that way. There's something going on over here. So there's a famous Gemara in Kedushin. We need to understand what would the chassan be worried about? Why would the chassan be sad? It's not stam. We're talking about a chashav chassan over here. Rabbi Yochanan says in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that the order in one's life, in the life of a young man, should be that Kaidim Yasek B'Torah, he should try to put in a lot of good years in learning Torah, teenage years and those early years, put in all of his koyches into learning. And V'acharkach Yisa Ish, to get in a lot of good learning, and then afterwards, to get married. Why? Because Rechayim b'tzavaro v'yasek b'tayra, which paraphrase means once he has this burden on his shoulders, he's going to be able to learn Torah. Now he has to worry about taking care of his family. Mitzvashem, they'll have children. He has a wife. He has children. He has to have a parnasa. So Rechayim b'tzavaro v'yasek b'tayra. So Rabbi Yochanan says that therefore one should try to make a very big effort to get in as much learning as he can, because it sounds like afterwards it's not going to be so poshut. And since we know that what? That Torah is Pekuda Hashem Yisrael Misam Chileif, we're talking about a special chasm, and there's nothing that he loves more in the world than learning Torah. He loves learning. So he knows that after the chuppah, he feels that it could be, based upon that Gemara and Kedushin, that after the chuppah, as far as his spirituality is concerned, it's downhill. Now, what am I going to do as far as learning goes? I'm going to have to be worried about this. my wife's going to be upset with the chavrusas and the learning, and I have to run, and then I'm going to we'll have children, so I'm going to have to with parnas, I won't be able to stay in yeshiva anymore, and the shver's money's going to run out, and I'm going to have to go work, and I'm going to have to take care and help with the children, and so on and so forth. So the chosn knows, when he goes under the chuppah, since he's a chassan and knows this, and he wants to learn, he realizes that it's not going to be that it wasn't the same way that it wasn't yeshiva. You sit and learn all day and night, it's a machaya. Now he knows that he's going to have to, most likely in most situations, he's going to have to worry about parnasa and worry about children. And because of that, on the day of the chuppah, it's possible that a chassan like this would need some cheering up, would need some hischaskas. So the question is, how are we mechazik? How can we mechazik the chassan? What's our inyan being mesamech the chassan be'emes? Really, on a serious level. How are we going to be mesamech the chassan? Lemaise, it seems to be true. The metzias is that once you get married, then you get weighed down with all different things, and it's not so posh to grow in learning the way that you would do, the way that you were able to steig, the way that you were able to learn before. So maybe this is the deeper meaning of what the Chiddushim was saying. Let's try to understand that we tell the Chassan that even though, and really, it's really a message to the Kala as well, that even though it seems according to what we see with our eyes, according to what makes sense, it seems that what? That Al Pi Teva, your understanding of Torah, your learning of Torah is going to be severely curtailed as a result of getting married. But we see that in the first Zivugim that ever took place in Klai Yisrael, that's reported to us, that's revealed to us in the Torah, that Hashem showed an amazing thing, which we're going to understand more what it means, this Kaf Salah Ha'aretz, right, that the earth jumped, it moved. So we tell the Chassan, listen, you're forgetting that there are other Gemaras. What are the other Gemaras? The Gemara says in Yevamos, Kol Adam Shein LaIsha, if somebody is not fortunate enough to be married, Shari below Torah. Listen, that means that he's without Torah. So how does that work out? On the one hand, Rabbi Yechon says in Kedushin, Rechaim Mitzavro V'yasev B'Torah, when you get married, you're going to have a lot of responsibilities. How are you supposed to sit and learn? On the other hand, the Gemara in Yevamos says, Hashari below Isha, Hashari below Torah. The what? That if you're unmarried, if you don't have the schus to be married, then you're not going to have Torah. That means that the Iker Esek HaTorah, Hashem Yisbaruch wanted it in this way. We see that Hashem wanted it in this way. That the main Esek HaTorah is Davka, what? The main growth in learning. And in Ruchnis, in spirituality, the Chosn and the Kala, that the main growth is Davka in the context of marriage. And the Gemara says in Yuma, Dafayin Beis, Yiras Hashem Tahira Emedus La'ad. There's a fear of God that is called pure and everlasting. And the Gemara asks, what does that mean, Yiras Hashem? What type of Yiras Hashem, of fear of God, is pure and permanent? Zeh haloy me Torah b'tahara. This is talking about a Jew who learns Torah in a state of purity. And what's that? In pureness. Mayhi, no se isha v'charkach loy me Torah. This is talking about the Torah learning that takes place. Not like Rabbi Yechonin says, it's not clear that there's machlok, because I don't go to the lumpus right now. Not like we learned before, but the Gemara says, Yiras Hashem, when is the Torah learning that's filled with the fear of God, that's pure and that's holy? That's what? Noisei Isha, when one gets married, v'chakach lamed Torah. The Torah learning that takes place after marriage is called what? A Torah that's pure. And as the Marshon and all the Mefarshim explain, that the Bacher, when he's still a Bacher, is confused and caught up in many different things. We don't have to speak about that right now. and only after he's married and he's living in that world of what? Of Kiddush and Tahara with a mikveh and a family and so on, the way that a person, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should live, where he doesn't have to have his mind straying chas v'sholom from one place to the next. So Gemara says the real, real Torah learning qualitatively, the real Torah learning of a Jew is davke in the context of marriage. With the rechayim b'tzavaru, with the feedings and the huggies, the loves, whatever you learn, the pampers, whatever, with all of that, davke a person is noise isha v'acharkech lo mitayr. The learning in the context of marriage. We're going to explain this so we understand. Let's review. The chassan is a little bit downhearted. He's thinking, this is really exciting, and everybody's here. We're going to have this. It's a lot of fun. And there's all this excitement, and he's got a beautiful kala and some beautiful hall, and everything is all the friends and family. But he's a very serious, a big, big chashiv a ben taira, and he's thinking, this is really exciting. This night is gevaldik, but I feel like I'm going a little bit to the arcade, right? I feel like I'm going to be. This is the end. This is the end. What's going to be with my learning? What's going to be with my Yiddishkeit? Now I'm going to have to worry everything. They know how to hurt. They told me 100 speeches about how you have to always be polite and open the door. What am I going to do my whole life in yeshiva? Whoever dreamt of opening a door for someone? Well, whoever thought of cleaning up in yeshiva? You ever seen yeshiva? Like if something falls on the floor. There was a yeshiva that I was in. There was a plate that was on the windowsill. There was a guy that was sick. He had his leftovers on the window. So he asked me, how come I didn't clean it? It's a good kasha. This plate, because we had this thing like, we're going to wait to see what happens with this guy. That's what happened in the yeshiva with the guys. This was a plate that was like 2 weeks after Sukkot. Till Purim, there were things on it growing. There wasn't a havamina. It didn't enter his mind. It was right outside his room. He was waiting for he was waiting for room service or something in the yeshiva. And if something falls down at the feet of the bacher, it's, you know, if you see one that bends down and picks it up, grab him. It's a big balmidis. That's already a chassan for sure for someone to grab a guy like that. But Stamazai, he didn't have to make all this chashbainis, and they tell him to give him all these speeches, and you have to try to be nice. Nice? You know, when someone talks to you, answer. If she's going to talk to you, you have to try to answer. Answer? And say sentences, complete sentences, with commas and exclamation, everything, all the dictic, everything. You have to be a man, you know, you have to try to be like a human being. I don't know, I never was a human being until now, all of these adjustments. So the chassan's a little bit downhearted. What's going to be with me, the mice? What am I going to do all day long? I'm driving back and forth, and they told me I have to do this, and you have to, shana rishon, how come I got to come home and go here, and I remember my wife's sitting in Ashmir. Be careful. Well, I remember I went the day after the chassan. I went to Crown Heights to arrange something. We're going to have a shever brachos there, and I forgot to take my wife with me. You know, I was used to traveling on my own. So I went, and I remember I got there, and they said something like, "Well, what about Mrs. Weinberger? Like, did you check with Mrs. Weinberger?" So I said, "Yeah, my mother doesn't care. Why would my mother care?" And so he said, "We mean your wife." I said, "Oh, this is a Weinberger." And I said, "Uh-oh," because I forgot to take you. So, nope. So all these different chesbainis that a person has. So they, huh?
They have cell phones
too. No, cell phones. So the chassan could be a little bit down. He's wondering what's going to be lemaisa. So we have to do mesamech the chassan. And the Gemara says an amazing thing, that if you misamech the chassan, what's the reward for helping the chassan, to give him some simcha, to grab him, to dance with him? What's the reward? So the Gemara says, yezoichet to more learning, to more Torah. Now we understand, why is it midah k'negen midah? The whole hischaskis you're giving the chassan is, don't worry, there's going to be even more Yiddishkeit, there's going to be more ruchnis, there's going to be more Torah. The Gemara promises that what? Hashoy b'leish, hashoy b'leitor, that without a wife there's no Torah in Yiras Hashem. Everything is going to really begin to kick in much more once you're married, and you're marrying a wonderful kala nov chassuda, and she shares with you this dream and these interests and so on. So what's the schus? The schus, the Gemara says, is that he's oichiv a more Torah. Whoever's misamech the chassan, we understand that now. Whoever's misamech the chassan, the reward for being misamech the chassan is that what? That he's oichiv for more learning. Whoever does it is oichiv for more learning. Well, a maise, how does that work? Why should that be? In other words, it does seem that it's not going to be that way after the chasna. And Rabbi Yochanan's words are ringing in the ear of any serious chasna. Rechaim b'tzavar or v'yasek b'tayr, you're carrying, you're schlepping a burden on your back of a family, v'yasek b'tayr, and you're supposed to sit and learn. So I think that this is the Hizchaskis, and this is the Hizchaskis that you and I, our children, Mitzvah, our grandchildren, that in our, even in our generation, we could experience something, a taste, and I've seen this and we see this all the time, something of that amazing miracle that took place in this parasha and in the parasha in Chayisara, that by the first Zivugim of Klal Yisrael, by the Zivug of Yitzchak, where things were sort of taken care of for him, it was like more of a Rebbesha, it was more of a Rebbesha chasana. And then the Zivug of Yaakov Avinu, which was more of a Modernisha. I mean to say, it wasn't, when I say Modern, I mean it was, he had to go looking for his Kala, right? It was more, he had to go out. Yitzchak Avinu never went out. It came to him. Yaakov Avinu had to go looking. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this miracle of what Kops Aloha Aretz, of Kvitzas Ha'aretz, that in both of these Shiduchim, Eliezer, on his way to make the match, that there was Ubasi Hayom Al Ha'ayin, in a minute he was, everything, it seemed impossible, and in 1 second, everything, he was there. Same thing with Yaakov Avinu. How can this apply to people like us? Forget about Kvitzas Ha'aretz. Wherever I drive in the car, it takes twice as long as anybody going anywhere, because I always get lost. So what does that mean, Kvitzas Ha'aretz? For people like us, regular Jews. Shiduchim, to tell our children, to tell other Jews that there's such a thing as Kvitzas Ha'aretz when it comes to Shiduchim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Avos, Kol HaMekabel, all of all Torah, Ma'avir and Rimenu, all Malchus, V'ol Derech Eretz. Listen carefully, the Mishnah says that if you have a real, real serious chasn and kala, it says, Kol HaMekabel, all of all Torah, if somebody accepts upon himself the burden of Torah, that means, no matter what, not like a lot of the Chassanim Kalas now, that they have this cute little idea, they told the girl for the last 10 years that your husband has to sit and learn. And they told this guy, you have to sit and learn. But there have to be specific conditions, it has to be 68 degrees, they have to have a certain kind of car, certain kind of an apartment, certain kind of, you know, everything has to be just right, they have to have fleshies a certain amount of times a week. Everything has to be just so. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaMekabel Alav Al Torah. If you are a young couple, and be'emes, you makabel upon yourselves all Torah, that means the burden of Torah, the yoke of Torah, the responsibility to learn and to grow in Yiddishkeit, ma'avir n'mimenu ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. Ol malchus is not for tonight, but ol derech eretz means that somehow, in a miraculous way, with kfitzas ha'aretz, and again, without the jokes, yes, some kind of miracle, like, you know, the Eibishter is all helpful, is the father-in-law. The Eibishter is called, the father-in-law is called the Eibishter. So, right, you know that's a famous thing. So, we're not talking about somebody else somehow, you know, that the kids are taken care of. That's also part of the miracle, but the Mishnah says, Kol HaMekabel of all Torah, if you accept to live a life of Torah and to grow in Torah, then Hashem Yisbaruch will miraculously help you with Derech Eretz, which means what? Somehow with making ends meet, with making things work. It doesn't mean it, if you have these hasagas, you know, if you have the hasagas, like now there's a lot of the couples, somebody's depressed, I'm already married 6 months, I wanted to buy a house in Hewlett Bay Park, and you know, my parents don't agree with me, I don't understand. I'm not talking about that. Come a Kabbalah of all Torah, really be'emes, that this couple wants more than anything all Torah, the Mishnah promises, Chazal promise, Hashem promises, Ma'avirin mimenu al malchus al derech eretz, which means that the same way that we see, what does it mean, Kafsalah Ha'aretz, Kfitzas Ha'aretz on our level, by Yaakov and by Eliezer and by Yaakov, you know, it meant that even though normally, Alpiteva, this your destination is far away, and Alpiteva it means you would have to walk and spend a good couple of days, who knows, a long time to get from point A to point B. Kvitzas Ha'aretz means that a miracle takes place, and what? In an extraordinary short amount of time, Miyad, it says, by Yaakov Avinu, in an extraordinarily short period of time, somehow, in an amazing way, that what? The Ribbono Shel Olam brings it to you. That it, Mavir and Mimenu Ol Derech Eretz, even listen to the words, Derech Eretz, which is talking about Parnasa. Derech Eretz Miyad, Kofzalo Ha'aretz. Kofzalo Ha'aretz means, that it means those things of this world that might normally take a person 20 years, 30 years, and by the way, I've seen this kaseda, amazing things like this, that would take a person normally many, many years to try somehow to manage to work these things out. But there's such a thing that when a person trusts in Hashem is Baruch, and the Makabal Altar B'Emes, that's the condition, has to be real. The Chosn Kal, that the Makabal Altar, that there's such a thing that what would normally take 5, 10, 15 years, what would normally take miles and miles and crossing over time and space, that somehow the Ribbono Shel Olam made a promise, Miyad Kof Saloi Ha'aretz. I have friends of mine who planned out their lives, their parents and them planned out their lives from the time they were like 9, you know, they took pre-law when they were in 5th grade or something. And planned out their lives, and they're having big difficulties now, and they're not managing, and they're not living in a way that you or I would feel is becovedic for a Jew to live. On the other hand, there are different people that are makabel aleim ol Torah be'emes, and that they're able to manage. And al pi teva, you would have said, it's not possible. It's impossible. Based upon your plans, it's not possible. And again, just like I said last week, I'm not talking about abandoning seichel or something reckless or something that because we're not on Madrega, really it could work. Like the Vilna Gaon said when it comes to Bechlal. You know, somebody came to the Vilna Gaon, it was brought to the attention of the Vilna Gaon that there was somebody who was sick and was not going to the doctor. And the Vilna Gaon said he wants to see him. The guy came to the Vilna Gaon, the guy says, what's the matter? I heard you're sick, why aren't you going to the doctor? So he said, I have to be talking. I trust in Hashem. So the Vilna Gaon said, oh really? And what about Parnassa? I heard that you work 12 hours a day. You don't even have time to go to shul. So how about bitachon? So the Vilna Gaon told, listen to me. If you would trust in Hashem those 12 hours and take some time for learning and for davening and for your family, and you'd be a real Baal bitachon, Yitzhak wouldn't have to go to the doctor. You wouldn't have to. But don't play a game. You're dancing by two chasanas. You're telling everybody that you're Baal B'Tochen, you don't believe in doctors. You don't need doctors. The Baruch Hashem will take care of you. On the other hand, you're sitting here worrying day and night about what about Parnassah. You can go to many Kailun, many yeshivas, where first of all, unfortunately, many of the Kailun, there are wonderful, wonderful people that are Makabal Altar, but there are many, many of the guys that they, you know, that they shouldn't be there. And they're there, they come in, the morning starts, by me it's already the afternoon, when they start the morning. The yeshivas with the seder starts like 9:30. What's 9:30? In my house growing up, 9:30 was already almost mincha. The seder in yeshiva starts 9:30. What does that mean, 9:30? It's a bislach. The Beis Medrash is not full, 10 o'clock, and then, oh, but when it comes to the end of the seder, ding! Oh, lunch! Or whatever, everybody's out. There's man, you could set your clock. The whole learning. And then there's going to be now, Hanukkah became already in America, Bein Hazmanimul. Hanukkah, there's already Ice Torah. So you hear 20 shmuzim before Hanukkah, about the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, Tereshvapeh, ding! Everybody's off Hanukkah. I mean, think about it. And have a chlal. And with the summer, with the Nisan, there's no learning Nisan. And then already, Nisan already became Noch Purim, right? After Purim, the yeshiva's already, So that's not Kabbalah's altar, you understand? But when there's really Kabbalah's altar, when there's really, really a serious Kabbalah's altar, the Mishnah promises that a miracle will happen, there'll be siyai to the Shmaya. If you're really one of those guys that comes to the yeshiva early in the morning, you break your head and your heart, what to sit and to learn. And the wife is there's a mysterious nefesh with the wife also in growing together, in ruchnis, navodas Hashem, in self-sacrifice and so on. But emes, really, it's not one of these little games that they're playing with somebody else's money, but it's real. So then ma'avir and mimeno ol derech eretz means that what would normally take years and miles to get to, that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that place where they are, somehow the Baruch Shalom brings Yerushalayim to them. Somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu rolls up, Eretz Yisrael rolls up the entire universe and somehow brings it to their doorstep. Like the Gemara says about the early generations, how they're able to learn, says they used to daven, just to daven, how they prepared before davening, and davening, how long davening took, and after davening. So the Gemara asks, there were two things. One was, what about their learning, and what about their parnasa? So chassid, mitoich, the Gemara in Baruch is on the base, mitoich, chassidim, hein, terosim, ishtemeris, umalachtim, isbarachas. Listen, because they were righteous Jews, they were chassidim, what? That their Torah, or whatever they learned, they didn't have to chazer over a million times, they were able to hold it in good. And their malacha, whatever little work they did for Parnassa, was misbareches. It had a brach in it. Every dollar gave birth to more dollars. It had a brach in it. And there's a second nakuda here, which is connected to this nakuda. There's an amazing introduction of the Chassam Sofer to Yeridaya. We were talking in the Chabur a little bit about it the other week. The Pituchei Chosam. An unbelievable hakdom of the Chassam Sofer. And there the Chassam Sofer is talking about how the Rebbeinu Shlom loved Avram Avinu. It says in Navi, Avram Ohavi. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I love Avram Avinu. Now there are many reasons to love Avram Avinu. And we could all think of many, many things, many reasons why we would love him. But the Torah, Hashem's Baruch says in the Torah, clearly, all those things are true, but I'll tell you why I love Avram Avinu. Ki yedativ lemana sheyitzav ezbonav ezbeisa achrav. Hashem says, I know this man, that he lives for the sake of what? Giving over this truth of Yiddishkeit, to his children and to the members of his household, all those who he gathered. Vishamru derech Hashem, and they will, he's making sure that they will guard the path of Hashem, meaning that they'll keep this way. La'asei tzedakah u'mishpat. Rashi says, ki yedativ, Rashi says, what does he mean? I know him. Lashon chiba, I love him. It means a lashon of loving, of affection. So the Torah is saying, the Chassam Sofer explains, that the reason that I love him so much is because he's giving it over to future generations. So the Chassam Sofer says an amazing thing if you have a chance. It's a long piece there. If you have a chance, the introduction of the Chassam Sofer, it's upstairs, we have it upstairs. The Chassam Sofer says that if you look at the Kishroinus, the abilities of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the greatest genius in the world, had the biggest mind and the biggest heart in the world. And still, the Chassam Sofer says, he wasn't worthy to be on the level of Chanoch, who, as you recall, was so holy that he didn't even die in this world. Ve'inenu, he went up to heaven somehow, whatever happened to him. He was on such a madrega that he didn't die a physical death the way that human beings leave this world. So Chassam Sofer says that you think Avraham Avinu didn't have Avraham Avinu didn't have the skills, the greatness, the mind, the ability, the potential to reach a madrega like that, and yet we see that Avraham Avinu did not. So the Chassam Sofer writes the following. He says that if he wanted to, he could have reached much greater levels in Nevuah and prophecy than any future prophet, even Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have. The Chassam Sofer says, "Ki im Avraham Avinu haya'ise kasher asa Chanoch." If Avraham Avinu would have lived, would have made the choice to live like Chanoch, lezbodeid atzmo michevras bnei Adam. If he would have isolated himself from the entire civilization, he would have gone to live in a cave by himself, just to what? To think, to contemplate, to grow. Hisala gam hulias memalach ekel. He would have risen to the level to be like an angel of God. How come he didn't do that? No, Avraham Avinu had a chasana, and afterwards he drove a station wagon that wasn't working so well. I don't want to get too autobiographical. And he went schlepping like this and that, and those difficult challenges of raising a family, and Avraham Avinu had many that he brought in. Why did he do that? Why didn't he go to the cave and become the biggest Navi that ever lived? Because with his great wisdom, he came to the understanding. If anybody has arguments with this, it's Nechsam Sefer. Everybody respects Nechsam Sefer. Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Sfadim, everybody stands up for Nechsam Sefer. He knew that this was not the ultimate desire and will of the Creator. That a person should perfect himself alone. That is not the desire of God. Therefore, Avraham Avinu voluntarily, having thought this over, made the decision not to be someone who could rise up to heaven in a chariot of fire somehow. He made the decision to accept upon himself the rechayim, the burden of life in this world, with the family, and with all the people that he was makarev and he brought in and was all the time busy. He accepted upon himself to go running out to what he thought were a couple of Arabs with filthy feet coming in from the desert, right? And what did he do? And he goes and he prepares a meal. And the other people that are standing on the side and said, Rabbi Avraham, how come you left Kailul so early, Rabbi Avraham? How come you left Beis Medrash? The Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'eva, the Beis Medrash of Chanoch, you could be flying in the highest worlds, and yet Avraham Avinu was running and serving Arabs. They're really malachim, but he did it to anybody. Serving Arabs, a shtickle fleish, a piece of meat. Bringing a meal, and bringing water to clean the feet. Look. Zechsam Sefer says that this was a decision that Avraham Avinu made to accept upon himself the Rechaim Tzavaro, the unbelievable burden of raising future generations of servants of God, of believers in Hashem. And then Mrs. Rabbi Sai, there's nothing that came from Chanoch except an interesting story. But Avraham Avinu, we're still here to talk about it. And Avraham Avinu's children, his descendants, and all of his Einiklach are the ones who are bringing the world every single moment closer to its redemption. So this is the Chassam Sefer. Avraham Avinu goes and he opens up Eishel Avraham. I'm not going to go into what that means right now, but let it just on a simple level. Avraham Avinu was running a hotel, a punduk. He had a pardes, a punduk, whatever it was. Rashi brings down, look in the Maral, the Gerari, amazing things. Avraham Avinu was running a hotel. An outreach center. That's Avraham Avinu. So then it says in Torah, HaMachasa Ani Me'Avraham. So listen to how Chassam Sefer explains. So Hashem says, HaMachasa Ani Me'Avraham. Am I going to hide anything from my servant Avraham? Listen to the words of Chassam Sefer. Hayitachein She'Achasa Me'Avraham Es Asher Ani Oseh. Is it possible, do you think, Hashem's saying to all of us, that I'm going to hide prophecy? I'm going to keep things from Avraham Avinu? Hello, Yidatif, ki kol miyut hachanosu l'nevuah, hulamana sheyitzav ez beisov ez bonav achrav. Hashem says, don't you think I know that he could have been greater than anybody? And the only reason he gave up all those things in spirituality was to do my will, to bring more children and more daughters, generations of those who are going to serve me, more honor to my name, more glory to my name, to make Kiddush Hashem, to make Kiddush Shem Shemayim, wherever his children and grandchildren will go in this world. So Hashem says, don't you think I know, Hashem says that he did that for my sake. Chassam Sefer says, the only reason that Avraham Avinu did it, he would have preferred to stay in a cave and learn and reach the who was higher than anybody. Don't you think I know that he did it for my sake, that there should be more Kavod Shemayim? The whole lineage of the Chasna, the whole lineage of raising a family, and all that comes after it. Ila Zeis Scharo Mi'iti Teitze. Chassam Sefer explains, Hashem therefore promises Avraham Avinu. What? He promises him? A spiritual kfitzas ha'aretz. What does that mean? Shebechol miyut hachanasa l'nevua agala kol tzofun v'lo yisosim yimenu davar. That even though he didn't have time and the presence of mind to reach those levels of prophecy, Hamachas Anini Avram, I will miraculously help him that in the few minutes or hours that he has, because he's so busy for my sake, I'm going to bring it to him. You hear this? I'm going to bring Yerushalayim into his brain, into his heart. Even though he's stuck with a bunch of Arabs, he can't get to Yerushalayim. He's busy handling with all these different things, but it's for my sake. So therefore there's going to be what? A kfitzas ha'aretz for a Jew. That what? For a Jew that wants to raise a family. But he wants to raise a family, what? Like we said, l'mana she'yitzav, is one of his beso achrov, that he wants to raise a family. Like we learned before, he's mekabel of al Torah, he wants to do the right thing. So the chasna is worried, what's going to be with me after the chasna? The Rabbi Shalom says, ha'machasani, do you think I'm going to hold back from you spirituality and learning and growing and Torah Yirat Shamayim? Because what? Because you want to get married for the right reason? You want to get married that you should be able to bring more children, more Yiddishkeit, more Kavod Shemayim into the world, and to be Makar of other Jews and so on. Hashem Baruch says, I'm not going to keep Torah from you. You're going to have a miraculous thing, it's called Kfitzas Ha'aretz. You're going to, in the short amount of time, you're going to be able to learn what it would normally take a person to learn 5 hours, you're going to learn in an hour. I'm going to help you, Hashem says. It's not going to be B'derech HaTeva. I'm going to help you. And that's the same thing when it comes to a couple that's able to learn for a few years, that the husband's able to learn for a few years in Kolo, that there's family that's helping him, and he has a bracha that he's able to sit and to learn for a year, for two. If you're able to more, if parents, if in-laws can afford it, and he's serious about learning, that's wonderful. But then afterwards, at some point, for many, for most of the chevron, unless the people are very, very wealthy, he's going to have to worry about a parnasa. And he'll be zeichet for kvitzas ha'aretz. Now here we're going to learn an amazing thing over the next 10-15 minutes. Listen to this. I was thinking maybe I shouldn't do this, but we'll have a little bit of a kvitzas ha'aretz ourselves. The Kushan Samagi in the Avodas Yisrael in Chayesara, he brings in the Baal Shem HaKadosh that in this pasuk, Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayim, today, Eliezer said, today I arrived at the well. I left, Rashi says, Hayom Yatzos, Hayom Basi. I left and I arrived the same day. It was a miracle. The earth moved. The Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Kushan Samagi brings, the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that in that pasuk, there is hidden a name of Hashem that can be used in order to perform this miracle of Kvitzas Ha'aretz. You know that the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to travel. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to be in two different places, 1,000 miles apart, the same day, an hour later. The Baal Shem HaKadosh used to be like that. And he said that there's a shame of Hashem, there's a name of Hashem. We're gonna learn the name. But I'm not even gonna get my car out of the snow in 5 minutes anymore. But there is a name. Of Kvitzas HaDerech, of Kvitzas Ha'aretz. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh had this name. And this name, he says, in the Baal Shem said, is in the Pasuk, Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayim. So Kushan Magid doesn't say that. But in the Oy of Yisrael, from the Kushan Magid's friend, from the Abderov, in the Likutim at the end, he brings from the Baal Shem, Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayim, he brings that in this Pasuk is the name of, one of the names, one of the holy names. You know, we have a name Aleph Hey Yud Hey, right? Ekya Asher Ekya. There's a name, a holy name that's Aleph Hey Vav Hey. The Abderav says, this comes out from the words, Bereishis Elokim, Es Hashemayim, Aleph Hey, Ve Es Ha'aretz. Aleph Hey Vav Hey. That is the name. And he says, and that comes out from the Pasuk. The pasuk of what? Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayim. Vav. Va'avo Hayom Hey El Aleph Ha'ayim Hey. The name is Aleph Hey Vav Hey. Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayim. Es Hashemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. The son of the Bnei Yisrael, Rab David El Dinover, in Samach David, he talks about this, about the name Aleph Hei Vav Hei. And he says, you know, when you look, when Avraham Avinu was sending Eliezer, because remember, Eliezer must have gotten this name, right? Because Eliezer himself couldn't have known it. So it must be the what? That Avraham Avinu gave him this mystery, this secret name that we now can see in the Israel. But it must be that Avraham Avinu gave him this name, the mystery of Aleph Hei Vav Hei. Or else Eliezer would never have been able to do that, to travel in such a way. So he says, you know when he gave him the name? So the Reb David Aldinover says, it says in the pasuk, Vashbiacha, Avraham Avinu says, I am making you take an oath. Bashem Elokei Hashemayim Ve'Elokei Ha'aretz. That's Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey. That was the oath. The oath, of course, that's taken with a secret name. The oath is not to reveal the name. Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey. And that's how Reb David Aldinover explains. Then right after that it says, Eliezer left. What does it say when he left? It says, Vayelech v'chol tuv Adonov biyado. He went with the good gift, with all the good that his master had given him. Reb David says that Tov is the gematria Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey. Kol Tuv Adonav biyado. How did he travel in such a way? Because he had in his hands Kol Tuv Adonav, the Tes Vav Beis, which is the gematria, it equals numerically Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey. And that's why it says afterwards, Vayokum Vayelach El Aram Naharayim. Reb David says, Vayokum Vayelach is Kvitzas Aretz. Vayokum, he got up, Vayelach, and he left. Meaning he got there right away. Vayokum Vayelach. He had a Kvitzas Aretz. So this is the Aleph Hey, Vav Hey. This is the mysterious shame, the name of Hashem, somehow, that has the koyach of what? Of Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. So we, on our level, can understand what does this mean for us, Kvitzas Aretz, Hayom, Avo, Halayayin, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz means that when a person is in yeshivas, he's thinking, I'm in the place of Es HaShemayim, I'm learning all the time in Ruchnius, and now the Baruch Shalom is telling me to go, what, to descend into that place that's called, what, Es Aretz, to go down to the world, to be what, Vechar Mitzvah Rav Yaakov, to have to get involved with the Parnassim, with the children, and they can give all these things. And he has a Chalisa Zadaz. So we say that we give him the Shem Hashem, Aleph Vavfei, which is what Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz. Which means that the whole Tachlis of creation, the creation of the world was what? Bereshit V'lekim Es HaShemayim. He didn't want the world to just stay. He could have left the world in that way in Ruchni or something. He wanted, the Rishon wanted that what? It should be Es HaShemayim. But he wanted Ve'es Aretz. He wanted that the world should be inhabited, that the light of God should what? Should permeate in this physical world. So we are Mechazik the Chosn with this name, Aleph Vavfei. And we promise him that it says in the Mishnah you can have a Kvitzas Haaretz. Hashem is going to help you. The one who's in Shemayim is going to help you with Haaretz. You're not alone. It's not going to be like this. Don't worry about it. You're going to have a Kvitzas Haaretz like the Chassam Sofer writes that Avraham Avinu was able to jump by leaps and bounds. He was able to what? He was able to get in learning in the Nevuah. He was able to cross amazing amounts of territory in a moment. In his Avodas Hashem, in his Ruchnis, because he had this name of Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz. So that's what we say in the Tznoim by the Chasana. Right before the Bedekening, so Chosin's nervous. So we read the Tznoim, Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. That's how we begin. Magid Mireshis Achas. Listen. The one who saw all that would ever be in the future spoke from the beginning, Hashem. Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, Yofeg Rotzim Hashem. We tell the Chosn, Motza Isha, you found a wife, Motza Toiv. Don't worry, because you have found that which is Tov. What is Tov? Aleph Vavhe. Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz. Kol Tuv Adonav Biyado. Motza Isha, Motza Taif. This is what the Baruch Shalom wanted you to do. And therefore you should know that when you're going under the Chuppah, you're going to wonder, how am I going to able to be a Ben Torah? What's going to be with me? I'm going to be so caught up with all the things of Haaretz. So we tell him, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz. That's the first Shidduch. And you should know that you have under the Chuppah, Kol Tuv Adonav Biyado. You have the Tuv that Hashem promised of what? The holy name of Kvitzas Haaretz. Of what? Of Hayom El Ha'ayin. That you're going to have unbelievable, miraculous Yaita Dishmai. And when the Chosn hears this, he's so happy he's able to dance. And all the Chaveim HaMesamech, the Chosn and Kala, with Rikudim. Because that's the nature of dancing. What's a Rikud? The definition of a Rikud is itself Kvitzas Ha'aretz. The point of a Rikud is Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz. Jumping by the Rikida, when there's a Rikida, the meaning, the deepest dance is that what? is that the person says that even though apiteva, it looks that I'm bound to this world and I'm stuck in this physical world, a kfitza, a rikud means esa shemayim ve'esaretz, esa shemayim ve'esaretz. A dance itself means that. So the chassan takes this foot, the same foot, which under the chuppah, he steps on the glass. Kais, glass, is gematria elokim. That's, that we know from Chazal. Kais is the gematria, it equals numerically elokim. Elokim equals what? Hateva, nature. Under the chuppah, the chassan is frightened, but he gets up the courage, and he stamps on the glass, on the name elokim, which means what? Hateva, nature. And he, in doing that, he says that he believes with all of his heart that the rules of nature are not going to what? Are not going to bind him to this world. And he shatters the glass, which is the gematria elokim. And he says that in effect, he believes, Magid Mereshis Achris, Motze Isha, Motze Toiv. That's why it says over there, Magid Mereshis Achris. It says right afterwards, Yitain Shem Toiv Vesheiris La'ela Divri Hatanoim. Yitain Shem Toiv in the Tanoim. Magid Mereshis Achris, Yitain Shem Toiv. That may you have a good name. But we know now on a deeper level that Hashem gives a Shem Toiv. The one that was revealed by the Baal Shem Toiv. Yitain Shem Toiv to what? To these two sides, to the Chasn and Kala, to the families of the Chasn and Kala, where the parents are saying, you're never going to make it, you're never going to make it, it can't be this, b'derech hateva, there's no way that you can be able to, you have this insurance and that, and you have that, it's, not, it's never, can't work out, and I can't, and mommy and daddy, we can't afford to pay, maybe for a year, it's never going to be, you're on your own, what's going to be, you're never going to be able to live, you won't have any food. And the Chasn takes the Shem Toiv, and he smashes the name Elohim under the chuppah to say that a Jew's life is not ruled by teva. And Matze Isha Matze Toiv, Kala Shaibala Isha Shaibala Toiva. And that's the ending of Hanukkah. Just 2 minutes. That's the whole Yantav of Hanukkah. I don't think it's necessary to be Marach over here. Because the whole ending of Hanukkah is a Kvitsa Sa'aretz. The whole Mahalach of Greece, of Yavan, is that all there is this world. And everything is B'darach HaTavah. Everything's b'derech hatava. Every Greek wears a t-shirt that says no kolo. That's the first thing. That's the first thing that every Yavani knows. That what? There's no such thing, it can't be. And you have to take, pre-law. Even before you're born, they have now a thing that they could pump into the mother's womb. Lectures. You know, torts and whatever they call those things. They can lecture into the mother's womb that the baby, that the parents can start to get the kid ready to be a lawyer, ready when he's inside mommy. He could already have achanas, or you could place him in his ear some microsurgery or something. Maybe Ken Zayin, he'll be a doctor, which is all noble and fine. But the Inyan of Yavan, the Inyan of Greece, which is not necessary to be Marach, is all derech eretz. Everything is teva. That's chachma chitzayinus. That's the opposite of Chacham Sefer. There's no such thing as being Mekabel Alecha Ol Torah Ma'avir and Mimena Ol Derech Eretz. That's all there is in the world is Ol Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz. That's the whole in of the Yavonim. Therefore you could be the biggest Mushchus, the biggest Eisfif, the lowest person in the world, but you open doors for people. And you're very polite and you're very pleasant. And you could have people that they're involved in every aver in the world, they're icing their abonim, but if they see Yeshiva Baruch Hu, God forbid, his shirt is coming out a little bit, which I'm not saying that that's good, he should talk in his shirt, but if God forbid there's a Yeshiva Baruch Hu, his shirt sticking out a little bit, I had this Baruch Hu, would run in the middle of the night, and he does run in the middle of the night, do all kinds of mitzvahs and masam tov, and he's holding up all Klal Yisrael, but you have some guy that spends every few minutes he has with falling asleep with a drink and a remote control in his hand, and he makes fun of some Yeshiva Baruch Hu, because Yeshiva Baruch Hu is a bottle, what does he do? I could do that too, yeah, sure. You can't even finish half of the New York Times on a Sunday. And he says the yeshiva, what's it? And the Bnei Torah, he makes fun of Bnei Torah, he makes fun of the Bnei Karlum, and the yeshiva, and the whole thing, and what, and there's derises, and there's abundance all over the place, and because the yeshiva bachur never has his shirt out a little bit, he looks a little bit, you know, because the talis cotton has changed colors a few times, and you know, a little bit around the sleeves, it's not, you know, it's taking a turn, like in different directions. These are the stars of Klal Yisrael. They're the most precious, most beloved of Klal Yisrael. in all, whichever type of yeshiva, whatever background, that's not what I'm talking about. These are the most precious commodities within our people in Klal Yisrael. I'm not talking about, God forbid, those who are not taking it seriously. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people who are, God forbid, taking other people's money and they're getting up at 11 o'clock and leaving at 12 o'clock and they're, you know, on the phone with their stockbroker, the cell phone or something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the emistic yidden that are sitting and steiging and growing and learning and bringing more light of Hashem to the world, more of Avraham Avinu's work in the world. That's the opposite of Chanukah. That's the opposite of Yivan. That's what Chanukah is all about. Therefore, look what Chanukah was. The whole miracle of Chanukah is Rabbim Biad Ma'atim. Even though B'derech HaTeva, how's it possible a couple of yeshiva bachram? A couple of yeshiva bachram began, you know, I know that in all the cartoons that we have from the time they were little, because this was something they wanted to make in modern Israel, they wanted to make it seem, because they called themselves Maccabim, you know, they made the Maccabean games. Who do you think the Hashemnayim were? They made the Hashemnayim like in the cartoons, they made Hashemnayim like, you know, like some guy, like Superman or Batman. You think the Hashemnayim like with these goons, these big guys, and they walked around like with a thing, Yehuda Maccabee, and they, you know, had cut out shirts like, you know, Rambo or something. Who do you think they were, the Hashemnayim? The Hashemnayim were Yeshiva Bachrim. The Hashemnayim were Yeshiva Bachrim who never were going, they weren't in training, they weren't as athletes, they weren't jumping, they weren't leaping. Chazal tell us amazing things about them. The Hashemnayim. The whole victory of Chanukah was what? That the little Pashemen that is not held, we're not held, the Jewish people are not living B'derech HaTeva. And therefore it was Rabbim B'yad Ma'atim. That what? That the few B'nai Terah, the few Yeshiva Bachurim were able to dance, to make a kvitzah Esa Shemayim, because they have the Hashem's name in their hand and they're able to defeat the Yevonim who are only talking about our army, our strength, civilization, philosophy, culture, and so on and so forth. And a couple of batlonim from the yeshiva. That was the nitzachon of Al HaNisim. That's the dance of Chanukah, an amazing dance of Chanukah. That's why it says in Sforim that the mitzvah to begin with, of course, the situation is difficult now, but the mitzvah to begin with is that you light the Chanukah menorah by the Pesach, by the opening of the house. Because that's Avraham Avinu. Because by Avraham Avinu it says, Vayotzei Osa Achutza. Hashem Yisbarach took him outside. Because it means that a Jew is not held by the what? By the rules and regulations of this world. Hashem, as it says there, Vayotzei Hashem took him above the stars. So the Chanukah menorah is lit after what? Outside. Vayotzei Osa Achutza. A Jew is not held down to this world. He's dancing above this world. That's the ingin of the yontiv of Chanukah. The simcha of Chanukah. The dance of Chanukah. Of that name of Hashem, Aleph Hei Vav Hei. So therefore, when it comes to this inyan of Shidduchim, of the Shidduch itself, as we spoke about last week, and then after the Shidduch, what's going to be. So tonight we're talking a little bit about after the Shidduch, after the Chuppah. But also, a person can fall very easily, the parents and the children, can get very, very caught up in a million daigas of how's it going to be. It can't be. It can be. And it's not something that can be explained or proven with books, with statistics, with logic. It's only those who are holding on to that name that Avraham Avinu gave Eliezer on that day. Va'ovo hayom ha'ayin. Halavai, Hashem's book should help us that we should be able somehow to have a little bit of a touch to be able to hold in our hands that name, and we could close our eyes and somehow we should be able to sit in the beautiful Beis Medrash, but we open our eyes when we look outside, instead of being snow, look outside, we'll see palm trees. We look outside, we'll see Arei Yehuda. It'll happen, you'll see. It'll be a kvitzah sa'aris, it'll be in a moment that all of this cholum that we're in is going to end, and the snow will melt, and we'll be sitting in Mitzvah Shem with our brothers and sisters, v'yishlaim yu ha'kodesh, v'gula ha'shlem, Amitis Mahemia Menu Amen Vamin.